Right. What's up, everybody? So let's get it. We have a question this week from the audience about reading, what you should immerse yourself with in terms of books to become better PM, better entrepreneur. And, you know, there's enough answers on the internet for that. So I just wanted to share what I'm going to read in the next couple of months. And I think that's going to be super useful. Honestly, I think there's a trade-off between breadth and depth. And as a PM, it's even more so because there's so many things that you can get better at. Basically, everything that you do, whether that might be marketing, copy, you know, product analytics, technical depth, whatever that might be, strategy, you can always get better. Just as you think about your product, you need to think about your time and career in terms of bang for buck, right? So what's going to give you the most out of your time? And I think that picking the right books in the different niches that you're interested in, and understanding what's your personal Venn diagram. So what are the two or three areas where you can become like a micro expert in as a product manager or as an entrepreneur, and where those intersect, that's going to be your game changer. So without further ado, there's a couple of recommendations. I think I'm going to go for the less trivial and less known stuff. And, you know, I have it right here. So starting with, I'm going to name three books, starting with Scientific Advertising. So this is by a guy called Claude Hopkins. And, you know, long story short, this is just an intro to performance marketing, you know, and the application of scientific method to advertising and to marketing. It has some great chapters like test campaigns, a name that helps, being specific, psychology, headlines, tell your full story, things too costly, stuff like this, strategy, stuff like this. So it's just a 90 pages just brief intro. So we definitely recommend just skim through these. I'm going to do this soon. Then the second one, I got it right here. Designing data intensive applications. So this is just a classic. Probably the technical folks you're working with, engineering managers and so on, they've already gone through this. Obviously you're not going to go through, it's a little bit of a tome. And so it's probably a couple of hundred of pages, almost 600 pages. And you're not going to really like read and go through, you know, go through it line by line. But I think it just it's good. Most of the people listening to this, most of PMs nowadays, if you do SaaS, if you do consumer, you're working with data-intensive applications. And, you know, this is an effort that you just need to think about as an ongoing game. So, you know, going back and forth between this and some other reading and, you know, picking like a, you know, one chapter at a time and just gonna make your vocabulary much better working with and on technical folks and technical projects. You know, obviously you can learn from people, you can pick the jargon as you go, but if you really want to understand what's happening, then that's probably a good idea. A little bit heavy, but it seems like it's gonna be pretty big ROI on that one, a high ROI, and I'd say it's just it's very, very well recommended and very well recognized by technical community. The last one, which you might not have heard of, let me just get it quickly. This one, it took me some time to put my hands on. This is The Visual Display of Quantitative Information by a guy called Edward R. Tufte. And this is the Bible of data visualization. And why is that important? I'm super interested in that because this is really the intersection of how the brain works, cognition and data, which I love. But if you're not a fan of, you know, brain science and whatnot, Another way to go through this, and this is a it's an easier way book to digest. Another reason to go through this is because everything that you do that evolve into being a presentation, it's probably at least 50% numbers and data, right? Charts. Usually, you want it to go up and to the right. You probably have some correlations in there, and I think that it's just super overlooked and super important thing that is learning the motions and the principles of how to visualize data effectively, how to do effective data storytelling. This is something that so many people that present overlook. It's easy with Excel or with Google Docs. You can now automatically create the charts. And it's just there and you copy paste and you have the slides and you probably do it the night before, fine. But if you want to up your game, you probably want to understand like how to label my axis. Like, do I need to label my axis? Do I need a legend? How to use colors effectively? What are the charts that I need to choose to tell the story? How the charts even interweave within my story, right? Especially for entrepreneurs that are pitching. If you're pitching to VC, then they're going to want to see some numbers. Then how are you going to tell the story about those numbers? Are you just going to go chronologically? Are you going to start with something like what is self-explanatory and what do you need to explain? What is just too time-consuming for the brain and too much into the nitty-gritty details that you just want to skip, even though you really like that chart? This is just one of the books. It doesn't going to have all the answers for everything I just said, but it's a really good way to get started with this. So hopefully your Q4 is full of great readings and that you will enjoy this, and do let us know how it goes. Bye-bye.